bless the name of the Lord this morning. Shigri bada baso kapagado siyata gada. Liko shikrata barosi rianda kabashi. Vede koshi kababasu rebashatadus. Rebakuba gade anda bashi kababa. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him this morning. Go ahead and just give him praise. De kriti kasabadu kaya bagaba shakratuzada. Zibura kadabo shikrados. We give you praise. We celebrate you this morning. Hallelujah. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Shekra da bazuriada. Celebrate him, celebrate him. Shekra da zuriada gabashata. Hallelujah be unto your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this morning I want us to bow down. I just sit down. Let's have our seats this morning. Praise the Lord. So this morning we're going to just share gospel. Remember, we started yesterday. I'm trying to get across where we... Amen. All right. Where did we start from today? Let's bow down our heads and just pray in the Spirit one more time. Let's bow down your heads and pray in the Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come. Just ask the Holy Spirit to come today. Ask the Holy Spirit to come. Ask the Holy Spirit to come. Just ask the Holy Spirit to come. Spirit of God, come. Spirit of God, come. We need you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Remember yesterday we were telling you that Holy Spirit is a person. And let your presence fill this atmosphere. Let your presence saturate the whole of this atmosphere. Holy Spirit, we need you. Take complete charge. Take complete charge. Take complete charge. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we celebrate you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take complete charge. In Jesus' name. Like a continuation of what we're discussing yesterday, I am going to just do a summary of our discourse yesterday and then we'll begin to pray. Remember, we're talking about the works of God, where Jesus told his disciples when they asked him, who sinned? John chapter 9. That this man was born blind. And then he said to them, in fact, they were very specific about their questions. They said, was it this man that sinned? Or was it his parent? But there's this ideology that said, oh, the evil that the parents has done is falling on the child. That's why this family is like this. So there's a narrative that people, how can everybody's being born perfect, two eyes, but here comes this man is born and is blind. So something must have happened. There's this principle of cause and effect. So they placed the question before Jesus, and thank God they did. And Jesus replied and said, look, this man had not sinned. Of course, there was no way he would have sinned from his mother's womb. And then, you know, if Jesus had said, maybe it's because of his sin, that means this idea of reincarnation would have been possible. That means the world he lived before, he carried the consequences of the evil that he did before to this earth, because he was born blind. So Jesus, that narrative was not going to be possible. So Jesus said, this man has not sinned. Then was his parent said, of course, or something spirit. Then he said, the reason why this happened, of course, is the works of the devil, which we have identified yesterday, because that's not the handiwork of God. So Jesus said that the works of God should be made manifest. Now, if you take note of that word manifest, the word manifest means to unveil, to uncover. So when you say manifest, it means something is hidden, and that thing needs to come to the limelight. You don't use manifest without something coming to, as something was hidden initially. Are we together? Without something hidden initially. So he says that the works of God may be made manifest. That means the works of God is there, but it has not become exposed to people. And people don't see the works of God often the way they should see it. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I mean is, yesterday we were saying to say, what are the works of God? Works of God are the miracles, the healing, the deliverances, the breakthrough. What, you know, the power of God that brings forth, you know what I mean now, that produces the impossible, that is what we call the works of God. Are we together? So Jesus said that the works of God may be made manifest, be exposed, that the entire world will see the works of God. And so just to add action to word, he came, took his clay, earth, spit on it, anointed the man's eyes with it, or just rub, and then asked the man to go and wash in a pool that is called Siloam. The man went and came back seeing. I mean, he was born blind. There was practically no negotiation with the fact that he was completely blind. So here comes the man seeing. But look at, because the man is not seeing, that's a miracle. And the Bible says that, look, that works of God has been made manifest. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So the point I'm trying to make here this morning is that we need to be seeing the works of God. He should not be hidden. We need to be seeing things that are practically impossible in the sight of men to be possible. We need to be seeing the miraculous in our life, daily life. The miracles should be our daily bread.
As in, you see something that is impossible, and as a believer, you want to do the work of God, you go there and make it possible. Because I am in the Father, and what? The Father is in me. Am I making sense, church? Do you understand? That the works of God may be made manifest. So when Jesus was departing from this earth, having completed his assignment, he said, as the Father had sent me, said that yesterday, so am I sending you. That means where I stopped, you should continue. In fact, that's why he said, I must do the work of he. Remember, the works now is the miracle, the signs and wonders, turning impossibility to impossible. So I said, I must do it. Why it is day? Because a night comes when no man can walk. There will not be opportunity to do that. So he said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you to continue the works of the Father. And then he was telling disciples, because what he says to one, he says to all. That's what the Bible says. He says, the works, if you believe, he said, the works that I did, that's the works of the Father. He said, you will also do, you have the capacity to do it. He said, but even greater, the one that I didn't do, you will even be able to do it. And the reason is because I am leaving the scene for you. I am going to my Father. John chapter 14, verse 12. So he left and gave us the capacity to not just do the things that he did, but even greater works. So the point here is this. If we have the capacity, you and I have got the capacity to do greater works, to turn impossibilities to possibilities, how come we don't see them happen often in church? How come we can stay one here and we will not see one impossibility, practical impossibility, turning to possibilities? How come we can preach from January to December and yet you can't say this is one impossibility that turns to possibility? How come the miraculous is not happening in the church every now and then? How come the works of God is hidden? He said that the works of God may be made manifest. Why are we hiding the work? Because he said, you've got the capacity to turn impossibilities to possibilities. As the Father has sent me. In fact, he told the disciples, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with other tongues. Glory be to God. That's the works of God. They will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So you've got the capacity to turn impossibilities to possibilities. But how come the works of God is not made manifest? When you see a cripple walking, we often just walk by. The man who has the capacity to manifest the works of God walks by a cripple. When that is an opportunity for God to shine. You see somebody is complaining, oh, I am in pains. And then you walk by. You say, oh, but have you taken paracetamol? When you have the opportunity to shine, to show forth the word of God, the works of God. That the works of God may be made manifest. Now, sometimes when we're speaking like this in church, many of you think that this kind of word is not for you, it's for pastors. No, did you see pastor there? Did you see apostles there? Just the way I have sent you. just the way the Father sent me, so have I sent you. For everyone that is called by my name. What did he say? He said, I have made them for my glory. So every day your life, my life, should be giving glory to God. So people will see you and see the works of God that you have manifested and say, glory to God. For Matthew said it. He said, let your light so shine. Let it so shine, Matthew 5:14. Let it so shine that men will see. What's the word see now? To manifest. If it is not exposed, then men will not see. And they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. For the earnest expectations of the creatures, they are waiting for the manifestation. How do sons of God manifest? By showing forth the works of the Father. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind was in him? He said, I must do the works of he that sent me. Why? It is today. If the creatures that are sick with cancer, with pain, with all kinds of diseases, they are waiting for you to manifest and show forth the works of the Father that you have the capacity to show. If they wait and they can't wait anymore, that cancer will kill them. They will die. So that's why Jesus said, I can't wait. I must do it. Because every time I see a problem, it is an opportunity for God to show forth his glory. That the works of God will be made manifest. So I tell you, church, why are you sitting down? Now, I was sharing with the church some few weeks ago, and I said, many times we think that we are the one that needs miracle. Of course, you do need miracle. But the point is, we wait until our lives are changed, and then we'll now say, before I can go to the assignment that God has sent me. You don't know that God is looking for the hurt to send. I mean, when you are hurt, when you are in pain, and God will send you to go and deliver those people that are hurt. He doesn't look for perfect men. He doesn't look for men with perfect conditions to send, to use. He's looking for you having a pain. Paul having a pain. Something is not right in your own life. But God is sending you to go and be manifesting his works in the lives of people. Because if it is truth that everybody wants to be perfect before you go for God's assignment, God will never find a man. Why will God call a Moses and say, Moses, I am sending you to be a deliverer? The man had excuses, sir. Say, my life is not perfect. I'm a servant boy. He was a herder for 40 years. Herder. Servant. Serving his father-in-law. He was not a mega man. He was broke. He was running. He was a fugitive. He was running from Pharaoh. Some of you complain, oh, I don't have money. You see, he was a herder. He woke up in the morning. He didn't have life of his own. The dashing wife. He was serving his father-in-law. Had nothing. And he had a bony bush experience. If you feel that you are hurt, you are the kind of people that God is looking for to send. If you feel that you are broke, you are the kind of people that God is looking for. Broke people to go and deliver people that are broke. Are we together, Sean? That the works of God may be made manifest. It is at the middle of the assignment that you yourself will find your deliverance. The middle of God's assignment, the middle of expressing his glory, that's when you will find your own assignment. That's where you find your own deliverance. Somebody came to Jesus. Many of you thought that, oh, everything was just... He came to Jesus. He said, I want to follow you. And Jesus told him, I said, look, the Son of Man does not even have where to lay his head. Bird have nests. He said, but the Son of Man does not even... If I say now, some of you will now want to criticize me. If I say that he was having accommodation problem. Amen. Just saying that, but the truth is, it was not all. It was a human like you and I. But let me just tie this up this morning with three reasons why our pulpit is making less impact. You know, when I mean pulpit, I don't mean standing here. You know, where you are sitting is pulpit. You don't know. In the sense that I won't talk about this morning. Anywhere you are, spoke in your workplace, in your shop, is pulpit. We call it a mobile pulpit. If you are a fashion designer, as you sit down in your sewing machine, that's your pulpit. Are we together? Anywhere you are is your pulpit. And God can show forth his work anywhere. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. 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 Are we together, church? Sabalo Sikri and the glory be to God. So one of the There are three reasons why we don't see why the works of God are not made manifest. Why we don't see impossibilities of it. Number one, let's turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Are you there? Romans 10, 8. He says, but what seeth it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. I'll read it again. Say, but what seeth it? The word is near thee, and even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. One of the reasons why we don't experience the manifestation of the works of God, it's because we don't preach the word of faith. Now, let me tell you something. That these works of God can only manifest by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that believes in God must first come. Or if you come, you believe. You must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So once you have the lack of preaching of the word of faith, people's faith will not grow for the manifestation of the works of God. So you can see a congregation filled, everybody dressing nicely, but yet if you check the content of their heart, there is no faith. And what's faith? Believing in the word of God. He said the word is near thee. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. So let's check the content of your heart. Is there faith? The faith? You know, so you sit down there and be listening to me. Oh, pastor, write down. But the word that I'm speaking, is there faith? Is it telling us something in your heart to do something? You know, I just said something. I said, you know, we see people that are crippled, that are sick every day, and you know, we just walk past them when you know you have the capacity to eat the bread. Does that stir faith in your heart? That the next time I see a sick person, I am going to try it out. You know, no, it doesn't. So, you see, we speak more of the word of faith. You know, I was reading the story of the Archbishop. He sat down in the congregation, and the pastor said, that, look, you know, we can raise the dead. He said, show me in the Bible. They showed that Jesus raised the dead. You can also do it. He went to his pastor and said, pastor, you know, have you ever raised the dead? The pastor said, I've not done it. I said, does it mean you can do it? The pastor said, you can do it because Jesus did and gave us the capacity to do it. He said, he took his bicycle and was riding around town looking for anybody that has a dead person. He started very early in the morning and walked around and around 6 o'clock, he finally found somebody, a house where a child just died. He said, thank God I found one. I must put this thing to work. And he did it. That's how he raised his first dead. And the words of God was made manifest. So first is the preaching of the word. Paul said the works, that the word of faith that we preach. 7 steps to make money in your market. 27 steps to be right in your relationship. How many? And then we get it right down, pastor. We are not teaching the word of faith. We are not preaching the word of faith. Paul said the word of faith. And when we preach the word of faith, it should enter your heart, one, and it should come out from your mouth. Say we want to see impossibility turn to possibility. It cannot happen except the word of faith is being preached. And who is preaching the word of faith? Not only pastor, you yourself too. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You want to raise cripple, preach the word of faith to them. Paul was preaching one day. He saw a man was staring at him seriously. And the man was not fine. The Bible says, because Paul was preaching the word of faith, and Paul looked at this man, he said he noticed that the man had faith to be healed. God looked at the man and prayed for the man, and the man received his healing instant. The preaching of the word of faith is disappearing from our pulpits. Preach faith anymore. And one of the reasons I feel is that many of our brethren believers are seeking for pastors that will preach what they love. Sometimes preaching the word of faith is not exciting if you are not a spiritual person. What would you practice if you don't hear the word of faith? How would the miraculous happen if you don't hear the word of faith? You must hear, you must sit down and hear the word of faith. Oh, you don't understand. Now, if you have a need of school fees, who do you call first? I'm looking for auntie, uncle, and everybody around you. Daddy. If you are broke, who do you call first? You don't even have the word of faith to practice. You must master whatsoever you want. You must master how to get it by faith. I'll ask you a question. Oh my God, I'm just trying to mess up everything, but then just get it the way it's coming. Because why I'm saying this is that the second reason why we don't see the miracle, the words of God is not manifest, is that people don't listen to the word of faith. Don't listen to it. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. The Bible says, keep your feet when you come to the house of God and be more ready to hear. How does the faith come? It comes by hearing. So the people that are preaching the word of faith, many of us don't want to hear. Sister, they said that tomorrow your school fees is due. You don't pay, we'll send you out of this school. And then you come to your pastor, Pastor, please. I need school fees, they want to send me. Oh, don't worry, in the name of Jesus, you'll get it. Just go ahead and keep confessing. I'm going to get that school fees. Smart man. You walk away, thinking that this man is wicked. Abi? So, but if I just, my daughter, my daughter should not be going to, and then go. I said, how much is it? That is like 80K. Okay, take 90. Use your other 10K for any other thing. Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, then the next time you come to church, Father, you know what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just went to ask Pastor, you gave me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have a lovely pastor. This pastor is fine. Oh, hallelujah. That's why I thank God I joined this church. That's not manifestation. You have hidden the works of God. The day pastor will not be there. You know, this faith will grow. In fact, you are not supposed to even start with 80K. You start with 5K. You start with 2K, your transportation to church. How can I get it by faith? On Sunday morning, you don't have transport to church, but you tell yourself, I will get transport to church. Then you enter, Kraposhasara. I must get the transport. The God that will pull that 2K out, the way he put it, will be as if they gave you 2 million. The way faith, when faith produced that 2K. And the next time you tell the people, look, I can believe for 10K. I was reading on the church book. He said, when I started ministry, I was believing God for only 150 members. I said, for my life now. He said, because in Korea, you don't have a church, 50 members, 100 members, largest church. He said, I was believing God for 50 members. As if God can give me 50 members, for my lifetime, I'll be okay. And he was praying. had faith, and God gave him 150. God gave him 300. He said, okay, now I'm still young. I have 300 members. So you mean 300 members for the rest of my life? No. I believe for 500. God gave him 500. I believe until he got to 1 million members, the largest church in the entire world. So as you shift your faith, that's how God will begin to shift the miraculous into your own life. I'm not asking you to go and raise the dead, even though you have the capacity, but start from somewhere. And how do you start it? By listening to the word of faith. Some of you don't even have what to even write with. Some of you don't write anything that you're going to practice the word of faith. You think you're just coming here to play. And we got office apostle. Yes, sir. It's men that makes it to happen by faith. And you think you are not one of them. Of course, he said, the way he sent me, I'm sending you. Start from the little things in your house and get them by faith. By faith. Sometimes we destroy people. If you look at the men that the Archbishop raised, when they tell you how he raised them, but those days, they will not know that the man was doing something good. He raised them to believe God for themselves. You know what God said? Eh? He said, the scripture said, he give bread to the eaters and give seed to sow. So I ask you a question. What do you want? Bread? We give you bread. But understand that seeds are posterity. Sir, I will prefer seed to secure my future than to have bread and eat it now. Many times, you can destroy a man's future by giving him bread rather than seed. When a man comes to you that I am hungry, you can destroy his future by giving him bread rather than seed. I was listening to a pastor many years ago. He said something that his first landlord, he just went to him one day. The man was a very big man in Lagos. And then he sat in the man's sister, said, how did you make all your wealth? How did you make that? The man laughed, said, you are a very wise man. He said, sit down, let me tell you. He said, when I set out to become wealthy in life, he said, I made something, a decision, that I'm not going to give anybody money except my parents, father and mother. He said, regardless of what you're asking for, I won't give you. He said, for my father and mother, I just take care of them, and that's all. He said, because my family, everybody was broke. He said, when I'm trying to go up like this, and I now put myself to be the supplier of everybody, and you're trying to climb up, see, you will never climb up. You will be broke, and everybody you are trying to help will be broke, and all of you. He said, many years later, when I now grew, I cannot sit down and start giving people, and it will not shake me. You know, when you're gathering money for investment, somebody will come and say, my is a family member, my children, they are not eating. And you give them bread. The other one comes, say, they want to send my children away. You give them bread. And that investment money will no longer be enough. You that is trying to help everybody, you'll be broke. They themselves will remain broke. But when you close your eyes and say, it's time for seed, I sow, and at the end of the day, 5 years later, a day you are making 10 million. Every day you are making it. The person can ask, and you can say all your children for the rest of their life, they shouldn't pay school fees, but now because you have made it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I'm talking about faith is a seed, And when you come here every day, what we do to you is to plant seed, the seed of faith. It is your responsibility to collect it and stop saying, "What is this among many?" When Jesus fed 5,000 people, what did they give him? His seed now, five fish. I mean, five loaves of bread and two fishes. Seed. For the people that don't understand, he said, "What is this among many?" So listen to the word of faith. The third reason, it's because many people don't act on the word. You know, I can get excited now. You know, everybody, I'm the Father, and the Father is in me. How many of you made up your mind to go and practice it? Ha, that meeting was very powerful. That was a revelation. How I practiced it. And I shared my own testimony. I am in the it's a revelation. The next time you're feeling one pain or symptom, would you carry that revelation and say, "In the name, I am in the Father"? You want impossibilities to be manifest. You don't act on the word. You don't practice the word. How will the word work? You don't have a job. You don't have a contract. And it's getting out of hand. And you have faith. You have the word. How many of us say, "I wish I had such and such amount of money. I would have done that. I would have done this." And you ask yourself, what did God have before he created the world? He was faith. "Let there be light." And there was light. You see, the entire world was framed by words. And that's why you see, this word of faith, it's in our mouth. It's near you. It's in your heart. Why not put it to use? We come and teach confession. A principle. Confess. But yet you don't confess. The word that is in your mouth, you don't say it. And the entire word was framed. That means you can frame something. "Oh, pastor, pray. I have to get married." Have you applied faith? Have you confessed the word? "That lies will fall unto me in pleasant places everywhere I go." Have you confessed it? Do you confess? What you're trusting God for, what's the scripture you are anchoring your faith on? We don't practice. Remember, he said, "These signs will follow them that believe that's faith." If you want to become an agent of the impossible, it has to be by faith. Nothing. Not absolutely nothing. Without the faith, you can't do anything. Don't start from anywhere. Just start little things. One young man said, "You know what I did?" He said, I was practicing faith. He didn't have transport. That depends on your faith. He didn't have transport, so he entered a vehicle, and he was going to church. Enter the vehicle, no transport. Enter, he said, "Faith." God said, "I will supply." Faith. He said, "I will supply." No problem. He entered the transport. He started preaching inside the vehicle. Motorway, I think it was in Lagos. He went to the end of the past his junction. He was preaching. There was no transport. Conductor said, "Hey, give me your money." He said, "Don't worry. When I want to come down, I'll pay you." He went to the junction, to the end, and there was nobody. Then he started preaching, went back again. There was nobody. He believed. As he was coming the third time back, somebody said, "Oh, man of God, you'll be so blessed." The person that was not even in the vehicle and paid all his and gave him money and covered all his transportation. Imagine you have faith. When you come down that day, you got to and you get to him, what will happen to you? "Oh, Malaka, my faith worked." And the next time you believe God for something that is higher. That's how to start. You don't wake up and say, "Oh Lord, I want to believe you for 20 million. No, it's not 20 million. Start from somewhere. He said, "By the reason of use." Hebrews 5:14. By the reason of use. Use your faith to get what you want. By the reason of use. By the reason of use. You know why I'm saying all of these things now? You don't share testimonies because you don't practice faith. The kind of testimonies that gives God glory, that tells people that the word of God works. Practice. Hear and practice. James said, faith without works. You know everything that pastor said, I believe. But if you don't add the works to it, that faith is dead. I'm launching you out this morning from this conference. Go and practice faith. This small one that you know, practice it. And return back every week with testimony. That's what I want. He said, no, there's a scripture that says, "Whatsoever you decree on earth shall be established." You carry that scripture and enter your, you have not gotten a client for that. "Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive friend. Oh, what I decree, that this customer is coming. He's paying me this. He's paying." You decree it. In that week, it didn't come. Decree it again. And then you discover that they will come. I discover that people that used to price will say, "How much? Send me your account." And they will be, and they say, "Wow, this world is working." The next time your faith has been stirred up, you start decreeing. It's just one word. Whatsoever you decree on earth is established. It's as simple as that. That's how you practice the word. It doesn't take you anything. Just practice. And then you now still begin to see the impossibilities start turning to possible. You now live a life of a walking miracle. Now, listen to one testimony. Winners. The man just said, listen. Your faith can be stirred up anyhow. The man sat some years ago. The man sat, it was in Shiloh. The man sat there. And Bishop was saying, just mentioned the statement. I said, I was provoked. It was Bishop was preaching. He just said, "I was provoked in the spirit." When the man was sharing testimony, he said he sat down and heard Bishop said, "I was provoked in the spirit." He said, "Oh, so somebody can be provoked in the spirit. I provoke now. And that, he got provoked. And his testimony was delivered. Faith. He said, "Oh, so somebody can be provoked in the spirit. And me, I provoke now. I was laughing, but that was his faith. And then he was standing the following year sharing his testimony. Go and practice faith. That's my message to you. Go and do what? Practice faith. Go and practice faith. As you are going home this morning, look for what you will practice. Before you can face the dead, go and practice. The small ones, go and practice it. Can we bow down our heads this morning? It is an instruction. Go and practice faith. Is it the word of faith that we preach? You hear the faith. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. Go and practice it. And I say, hey, oh, with God, all things are possible. There are things that make it possible. Without faith, it cannot be possible. God, I want you to speak, pray in the spirit, and stir up your faith this morning. Make a resolution with the Holy Spirit. Take a decision and say, Lord, from today, I want to walk by faith. This faith must work. You see all this testimony that these men of God are sharing? That's how I did it. That's how it worked. Me, I also want to begin to share that testimony. Let it be that on this mountain, you made a resolution that the rest part of your life, you're going to be walking by faith. Oh! Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see it before you believe it. You know what? We are sitting under this in this facility this morning. It was by faith. You know, last year we all gathered that place at Igba. Everybody was there. But by faith, we saw it and went after it. And right now we are all here gathered in this facility this morning by faith. Say, we got to get it. It was during last year, Revelation Conference. And after the Revelation Conference, I said, no, we can't be here alone. We need to break forth. You don't just come here and not confess, it's my year of breaking forth. No. And the reason why we're sharing this now is because that breaking forth, you must break forth too. But you've got to do it by faith. I give you the next 1 minute to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please, let's be on our feet and just pray for us with us. Let's be on your feet. Just pray. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a child of faith. How what I'm teaching is not boring to you. It shouldn't be boring. This is practical Christianity. Anything that I desire, I get it by faith. Make up your mind. I want to pray that prayer this morning. Anything that I want. He said, whatsoever you desire, he said, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you will have it. Anything that you desire, it's possible. You can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and the mountain will obey. I want you to open your mouth and say, I am coming back here with testimony next week of how I practiced faith and it's the result of my faith. He said his delight was in the law of the Lord. In it doeth he meditate day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also will not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Men of faith.
Joshua commanded the sun to stand still. Nobody has ever done it. Impossible. Turn it to possibilities. By your faith, you can ask the rain not to fall. Because you're doing something that is important, and the rain will obey you. You need to start from somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please, can we all step forward there? Let me pray with you, because this conference is going to set you up for breaking forth. Just please come, everybody. Set you up for breaking forth this year. So you can go out for the second half of this year. Just step forward here. I want to just pray with us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I'm just going to pray for you. I want you to go out and practice faith. You are going to break forth this year. You are going to break forth this year. Break forth this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your children this morning. I commit the whole of them into your hands. Lord, I ask for the grace to practice faith that will cause a breaking forth in their lives in the next half of this year, starting from today. That is the primary essence of this conference. You have told us that this is our year of breaking forth. Lord, everyone that is standing here as your servant, I decree that they will experience breaking forth in every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. That area where you so need God, God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Starting from today, no one of us here, nobody will be left without sharing a testimony as we will be gathered during Revelation Conference. In the name of Jesus, everyone will start giving testimonies from this moment in the name of Jesus. Your testimony will not elude you. In the name of Jesus, some of you, your testimony will start from today. Some of your testimony will start before the end of this month. In the name of Jesus, he said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe also in his prophet, so shall you prosper. I decree as a prophet of God over this house that you will prosper. I decree as a prophet over this house that every barrier in your life is broken now. In the name of Jesus, as many of you that believe it, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I said your mouth will be filled with testimony. And I say it again, that your mouth will be filled with testimonies. There's someone here that will have a miracle like the miracle of Joseph. You will be in a place that looks like a prison, but just within 24 hours, your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. In the name of Jesus. You that men used to give to, I decree by the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you will be the one that will be distributing to men. Now, I want somebody to get this. Now, get this. If your faith can carry it, you're the one that I'm talking about. Now, when
I say you will be distributing, I'm not talking in terms of hundreds of thousands. I'm talking in terms of millions. And then you'll be giving them out, and it will not even affect. It will not even affect you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 100,000, 200,000. I'm talking about millions. I'm talking about a person who will build a house in 3 months and give it out. That's the kind of thing I'm talking. I'm seeing it in the realm of the spirit. That's what I'm doing. So if your faith can, I'm just saying this so that when you are saying amen, you know what you are saying amen for. I said you will become a distributor of wealth in the name of Jesus. If your faith can carry it, say amen. The sign will start from this year. It will start from this year. It will start from this year. It will start. You will start seeing the signs. You will start seeing the signs. It will start. It will start. Marital settlements. You're trusting God for a life promise is your tongue. Before the end of this year, God will settle you. Said God will see to you in your marriages. There's something I trust in God for. Before the end of this year, God will say to you possibilities with God. All things are possible. Possibilities. That's why we came for this conference. That's why we do a mid-year conference like this, so that before the end of the year we shall all come returned with testimonies. I see someone who is getting connection, life transforming connections, getting connected later. God is sending somebody into your life that will show you the way. God will send somebody into your life that will show you the way. The person will partner with you, show you the way. You will so much learn a lot from the person. In fact, because what God is saying now, you will attribute where you will be in next year. You say, because I had a connection, someone God brought to my way. Somebody is a company, God will connect you with a company. With a company, an institution. God will connect you with an institution. And your life will change. You better believe it too, because I'm just saying, when I say it, it's under the atmosphere of the spirit. I encourage you, walk by faith. Thank you, Father. So I just release God's blessing upon everyone here this morning. You're blessed in the name of Jesus. You're blessed in the name of Jesus. Your family is blessed in the name of Jesus. Anywhere in your life where you're having difficulty, that difficulty comes to an end now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, put our hands together as we return back to our seats. Amen. Put your hands together and say amen. All right, so.